You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. If you've got a teen living in your house or you know a teenager, I bet you might be familiar with the New York Times bestselling author, Cynthia Hand. Hand has written several best-selling books, which include The Unearthly Trilogy and The Last Time We Say Goodbye. Cynthia also happens to be an Idaho native. She was raised in Idaho Falls, and she now lives in Boise. She is joining us live in studio today to talk about her new novel, The How and the Why. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
So for those of you who may not be familiar with you, tell me a little bit about yourself and kind of how you kind of got that writer's bug.
Oh, I was always one of those kids who loved to write. I think I wrote my first short story when I could write, you know, like when I could first hold a pencil. So that was something that was always in me to do. And I just kept doing it. And like when I was in high school, I wrote fan fiction.
Really?
And I was pre-law in college, but I kept sneaking in creative writing classes.
Okay, so talk to me about that. So here you go to college, you know, think I'm going to become a lawyer. What was it that was like, okay, wait a minute, I got to make this shift?
It was a revelation in the law section of the library at College of Idaho, where I had all of these pages to read. And I just sort of said to myself, you know what, I don't think this is the right path. I have nothing against lawyers, but like I just decided I wanted to write. And so I applied for the MFA program at Boise State within a, you know, few weeks of that.
And so you got your MFA at Boise State.
I did.
And then you went on to University of Nebraska, right?
Yes. University of Nebraska, Lincoln, and I got a PhD there.
So then what brought you back to Idaho and to Boise?
I lived for several years in Southern California teaching at Pepperdine University, and then just had an opportunity to move back. And I'd kind of always wanted to move back, which is kind of funny because when I was growing up, I wanted to get out of Idaho.
Don't
so
we
badly.
All, right? Yeah.
And then as soon as I was really good and gone, I wanted to come back. So
what was it about teen writing, teen novels? What caught your attention about focusing on that genre?
I started out writing literary fiction. But all of my literary fiction was about teens, really. Like, if I looked at, like, all the stories I wrote when I was working at that, most of them were about younger people. And I didn't make a conscious decision to start writing for teens, but when I had the inspiration hit me for my first novel, it was about a teenage character. So I just started writing about that and figured out about halfway through writing it that I was probably writing this new thing called YA. And I should probably investigate that.
So then what was it like when you get your first... You know, I mean, your first yes, right, for a book, because there are so many wannabe writers out there.
Yeah, it was really being in the right place at the right time, I think, for me. My agent, I had just turned in this book to my agent, who was a literary agent. She didn't represent anybody who did YA. And so I was very nervous to give her this book that she wasn't expecting. And she just happened to have a lunch with an editor at Harper Teen who was looking for a book on exactly the subject that my book was about. So it was kind of like lightning strike.
Right. Okay, so I want to talk about your newest novel, and it is officially out tomorrow. It's called The How and the Why. And your main character, her name is Cass. She's 18. She was adopted at 6 weeks old. It's set in Idaho Falls. Very familiar story to you because you too were adopted.
Yes, I was.
So what was it like to decide to write a story that was just so close to home for you?
I like to write things that I haven't quite figured out for myself yet. And through the writing of that, then it sort of helps me figure out what I think about it and how I feel about it. And I haven't seen a lot of what I consider to be really accurate portrayals of adoption in film or TV or in books. So I wanted to write an accurate version of that as best as I could and figure it out for myself along the way.
And in this, I mean, you make a lot of reference to real life things. I mean, even physical places like Garcia's Restaurant in Idaho Falls, which I remember going to. But also things like Cass's birth mom is staying at the Booth home, which is the Marion Pritchard home, which is actually in Boise. Why was it important to really make factual reference?
I always like to write about real places. I feel like it helps make the world that the characters live in so much richer and gives them atmosphere to breathe, basically. So it's always been important to me to write about real places, and that particular place, the Booth House, which is the Marion Pritchett School, has always been a fascinating place for me. So I really was looking forward to doing research there and coming to know some of its history and being able to write about that place. So,
and one of the things in the book, too, is that Cass, we know that her birth mother writes these letters while she is pregnant with her. And this is actually a real program.
It was. I'm not sure that it's – I don't think it's around anymore.
But it used to be.
It was in like the 80s. For sure it was in about the 80s where you could leave a letter, not a series of letters. I kind of pushed it beyond the single letter. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I thought that was a fascinating thing too, that there was this ability for birth mothers to leave something for their the children that they placed.
I'm talking with New York Times bestselling author Cynthia Hand about her new novel. It is called The How and the Why. So I also think in the book you do a really great job of talking about that tension about adoption. And maybe this goes back to what you said about not having really true, authentic stories of what adoption looks like. And you must have gone through this growing up, is that kind of tug of war for adoptive children. I have a sister who was adopted, and this is what we've talked about this a lot, where there are sometimes these inner wishes of a child, but yet you're so afraid to upset your parents. And one of those issues could be maybe wanting to find that birth parent.
Yeah, for me, it was always wanting to know the story. I was always very curious about it. And my parents told me from a very young age. I don't remember not knowing that I was adopted. And it always felt like a fairy tale to me where I was the happy ending to their story. But I sensed that there was another story there and I was curious about it. And it felt like my story and I should know it. So I think that's what led me to being curious about that and sort of seeking answers in that direction. But you're right that it's a delicate balance because you don't want to send any kind of message to your parents that they're not good enough or that, you know, that you want something more than they could give you.
You make such a good point that you were your parents' happy ending, but yet for the individuals that give you up, there could have been a story of struggle there. You don't know what that story is. Mm-hmm. And is that part of it in this book is to really look at the why, the how, as to why someone would give up a child.
Yeah, I was really trying to find that, I don't know, that's a sort of that delicate balance and where you try to define yourself by your past. And if there's this big hole in your past, then how do you define yourself? And that was really a central question that I was asking as I was writing.
So how much is Cass like you?
Not a ton. I really had to make her a lot different than me in order for me to have enough space to write about her objectively. But she is a theater nerd, and I was a theater nerd. So there is that element. And she grew up in Idaho Falls, and so did I. So there are parts of her that are very similar to me. In some ways, I felt like I was more similar to the birth mother who was writing the story because she was a young person in the year 2000, and so was I, and so we both had a little bit more. I had a little bit more in common with her, actually, and it was easier to write her side of the story.
Did you ever try to look for your birth parents?
When I was about 19, I went through a very curious phase and sort of asked my parents how they felt about it and went off on a search, which at that time where the internet was just sort of getting started was not very fruitful and frustrating, and I didn't come up with any answers. But I drew heavily from that specific pieces of that search in the search that Cass herself does.
So when you don't find what you're looking for, how do you find that peace then?
I think you just have to learn to respect the parts of yourself that come from that place that you don't know, and then honor the part that comes from your parents, the people who raised you. So.
Well, I have to say, I am loving the novel. It's beautifully written, and it really does portray, I think, what so many adoptive kids go through. So thank you for writing it.
Oh, thank you.
Our guest today is Cynthia Hand. She is a New York Times bestselling author. Her new novel, The How and the Why, it comes out tomorrow, November 5th. I also want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. It is Monday. It's November. Can you believe that? Have a great rest of your day. My producers, Frankie Barnhill, Samantha Wright, Sam's back. We're happy to have her back off of vacation. I don't know how happy she is to be back, but we're happy she's back. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.